Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. God's proverb here tells us that counsel, the plans and purposes of the heart, is like deep water. There are personal plans and purposes hidden deeply in the heart and mind, just as the multitude of fish and wonders hidden deep in the darkness of the sea. God wants us to know the complexity of the heart, and He tells us in this proverb to picture the complexity of deep water. By the Word of God alone, we know that God searches the heart. God knows all the crevices, canyons, mountains, and hidden places in the sea, and in like manner, He knows all the hidden places of the heart. His eye immediately discerns every thought and every purpose devised there. Divers who penetrate the deep sea are rewarded with views and experiences that others may not see. They that go down to the sea in ships are rewarded by seeing God's hidden creation beneath the waves. We can know much about the marvels of deep water if we desire. There are many things we can know through God-given understanding. A discerning person can help another bring to the surface his true thoughts, intentions, or even motives. Often a wise counselor can help a person examine his true motives, the thoughts he may not fully understand otherwise. God desires for His faithful children to be wise. This proverb says that a man of understanding will draw counsel out of the heart of men. In this verse, the word counsel is better understood to mean a deliberate purpose, a deliberate plan, a design, or the reasons for what a man does. In light of this understanding, we may read the verse this way: the plans and purposes of a man's heart are as deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out through wise interrogation. Where is a person coming from? What does he really mean? Why does he do what he does? What motivates him? What makes him tick? A man of understanding cannot know all that God knows about the spiritual heart of man, but he can know some things just as he can know some things about the deep sea. The key to knowing the purposes of a man's heart is biblical understanding. As the man who dares to dive into deep water is equipped and prepared to do so, the man who desires to know the counsel, the plans and purposes of the heart, must also be equipped. Too many are ill-equipped and therefore rush to false conclusions. Our equipping comes from God, as Job 32:8 tells us, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." From our text, we learn that a man's thoughts and intentions are often hidden deeply in his mind. He will not generally bring them to the surface, but a person of discernment knows how to draw them out by wise questions. For example, a good counselor can help a person bring crooked thinking to the light and thus remedy it. So understanding is available. These understanders are God-instructed. A man of understanding knows from God's Word that all mankind is corrupt and deceitful in their thinking. By the way, this includes the man of understanding. But it is possible in this world, in limited ways and through understanding, that we can find out where people are coming from. We can come to understand their thinking patterns, their purposes, their conjectures, and even their contrivances. A man of understanding may learn many things that are useful when he is able to draw them out by wise interrogation. With this knowledge and understanding, he is able to guard himself for the glory of God and to protect himself from the snares of Satan. God gives us the tools. God's children cannot say, "I have nothing to draw with and the well is deep." God, by His Word, has given us buckets of understanding with which to draw. He gives wisdom and understanding to make us profitable in our daily lives, and they are available to us all. As a believer, my desire should be to help others bring crooked thinking to the light of God's Word and thus to remedy it. Are we not created in the image and likeness of God? God our Father is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Is not the Son to be like the Father? God wishes for those who are created in His image to have discernment and understanding when dealing with others. Limited though it may be, we have the opportunity to know much about the plans and purposes of others if we allow the Word of God to do its work in our lives.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.